Mary Pelton picture. But in reality, if we want to have that, we have to march the long way mentioned in this way. Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Kuru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Datavi. While traveling through this Brahmanda, this worldly area of 84 lakhs of species, one fortunate soul can get a seed from Sadguru, a bona fide agent of the Vaikuntha world, of the transcendental world. Madi Haya Sai Bij Karyarupam. He puts that seed into his heart and accepts it in his heart and nurture it, just as with water and the sarkiki bhava. Fertilizing by that. Then the kripa will, the sprout will come and the kripa will grow. Viraja, Brahmanda Bhediya, it will pass through different stages of this exploiting world. Bhut Bhuva Sajah, Satyalok, then Viraja, the stage of equilibrium, buffer state, Sisa. Viraja, Brahmalo, then Parabhom, then the world proper. Parabhom, then the exploiting negative side and the dedicating positive side. He enters into dedicating life, Lata. Then Tadabhai Tadupari Golok Vrindavan, and passing through Parabhom in its lower stage of dedication, he enters into the loving stage of education, where the duty, where we render service not as duty, but out of love. That is the domain of Krishna, Goloka, Vrindavan, enters there and touches the feet of Krishna, and then so many fruits this kripa can produce in connection with Krishna. And that fruit of different types comes, and this man who has grown that kripa, he can taste of that fruit. Prema phal patipari madhi asadaya. And lata avalambi madhi kalapa vikkapaya. And ultimately, with the help of that kripa, the man himself can go there and live there for finally. This has been, in a figurative way, this has been extended to our past for our understanding. What is the matter? How we can go there? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, jedin grihe bhajan dekhi grihe te golok bhay. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when I say in my own house here the real temperament of Krishna bhajan, it seems that golok has come down here. Krishna is his parent family. He has come down to show his grace to me here. He can do anything, everything. He can come everywhere. The king can enter, or the king, his representative can enter the prison house any moment. He can come to see particularly. I am under the law of prison house. But high officer, king, He is not under the law of prison house. He can come and go anywhere to see any culprit. When he likes, he can release anybody anytime. When he thinks that he is no longer a culprit, he can take him away with him personally. So many things. When our inner fortune will awaken, we have been able to see things. This is Dham, Ganga, the place of pastimes, the place of pastimes of Mahaprabhu, his vigor, his creepers, trees, all connected with Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, Navadvip. Navadvip Dham. Another representation of Vrindavan. Something more. In Vrindavan, in a fixed group, they are enjoying that divine rasa. And in Navadvip, not only enjoying but distributing to the, that very rasa is distributed, being distributed here for the public. So generosity. They are more magnanimity. It is no other thing ontologically but Vrindavan. Whatever we find in Vrindavan, in Krishna, that thing only dealt here with this difference that magnanimously it is open to the public. Now how public can go to Vrindavan direct in a special train. This is Navadvip Dham. No other concept, no other destination. Mahaprabhu declared only Vrindavan is our destination. No stoppage anywhere else. Direct special train to Vrindavan. That is the acme of our realization. He announced. And how to go there? Come, I am giving admission ticket, and you do this and that. This is the fair. You want it sincerely. Bodho matunandame. You desire. You hear about the nobility of the thing. And if you say, yes, I want, your sincere hankering, that is the ticket. And I shall book it. Only your sincere hankering. That is the ticket. Nothing else necessary. Lula, that is the seed of love. Our sincere greed. Inner most urge to have a thing. That is the ticket. That is what is wanted. Nothing else. That is the coin. All other are auxiliary things. You are dressed in your test. Where is your real inner test? You are there. And I want that. If you give me that, I shall at once book you to Vrindavan. You will get clear. Innermost anchoring. Neither knowledge nor your energy in form of wealth, name and other things, power, nothing else. Only the inner man, the inner test, innermost test for the thing. That is what is necessary. That is the wealth of that land. Without that, none can live there. sincere anchoring. Vipurnachanarpati is nabibhasyo. Neither intellectual vision is necessary, nor the political knowledge, neither financial knowledge, bhasyo, nor skill in labor. Nothing is necessary. Only what this is necessary. So Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Mrekcha, nothing is necessary. The innermost recruitment of the heart, there is Krishna. And that is the qualification which can admit, give us admission in the school of the pure devotion.
Devasari Sangha and different ways of developing this hankering.
That is all the Sadhu Sangha, Savan Kirtan, etc. What is done under the guidance of Sadhu. That is, devotion is devotion cause. Bhakta Sangyataya Bhakta. Nothing than bhakti can produce bhakti. Only bhakti can develop bhakti. So from Sadhu Sangha, just as light, a candle is lighted from another light. Candle lighted from another light. So in the heart of Sadhu, the light is there, Krishna consciousness. And from there, this candle can be lighted in this way. Or the innate, it is in under cover, deep cover, anyhow to discover it. It is elementary thing, fundamental element. Nothing can produce devotion. It is the most fundamental plane in substance. Dedication. Dedication. Many can stay in a harmonious place only through the nature of dedication. Otherwise, disorganized, dispersed, scattered. Harmony means dedication, outcome of the dedication of all the units together. So bhakta sangyataya bhakta. So dedication only helps dedication. No exploitation nor renunciation can help dedication. Dedication is the original subject. Anywhere is to be found. In the sadhu is dedicated like that association may help your inner dedicating spirit. Or the scripture, that also in a passive way can help your dedicating principle within to awaken. In this way, association. It is within me, and the external association to strengthen that, to develop that, similar things are necessary. By associating which I can increase my the inner strength of my inner principle. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastra Kripaya, Krishna Unmukhaya. Sadhu Shastra, but in passive or in active form, there is dedication. That will awaken my dedicating principle within, make it dynamic, It is like something like static, paralyzed, in a meager stage, and that must be made active, developed. Sadhu Sangha or Shastra Sangha, that does not come with physical connection. There also must be inner anchoring, or there will be dedicating spirit. One cannot have the association of the sadhu by the spirit of exploiting a sadhu, or being indifferent to a sadhu, but honestly to utilize his precious influence, Shraddha. Otherwise that will be apradha, offense against sadhu or shastra. Only physical connection is not sangha, association proper. Association means our hardness necessity. We must be conscious of our hardness necessity, that I shall want some help from him, with this spirit. I want to emulate my condition. On the physical nearness, that does not mean sadhu sangha. Then the librarian of a religious library, he may not do sadhu sangha. But so many mosquito and bugs, they are not making sadhu sangha. They are very physically close. The inner transaction must be present there. The appreciation of sadhu, that is shraddha, faith. We must associate with the sadhus with the help of some higher, for the interest of higher faith development. And the faith means the principle of surrender. If I find any goodness, I want to surrender myself and not to exploit that thing for my dual purpose. Faith's symptom is to have a thing by surrendering, higher thing. Faith necessarily takes us to higher association. So if you find any higher, I want to surrender. I don't want to exploit. If I approach a sadhu to exploit, then that will be offense. But sadhu sangha will be when I shall be of superior position. I want that that high divine thing. I want to surrender. I don't want to keep my separate account. I shall want to merge into his divine account.
What age is
what
service?
Age?
Yeah.
What age?
Is service to Krishna most desirable?
No question of age. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva, they are child. His life is continued from previous. Development of previous life also can come in this life. So how the age is no factor. Factor karte ukhan theke actor now. Under the guidance of a proper agent of the transcendental world. Tad vidhi panipate no pari prasne no sivaya buddhi kuntiti gyanam gyan no stattva. Knowledge is our guide, that is general conception. The knowledge guides us. But Bhagavad comes to say that knowledge is cannot guide to our highest destination. To a certain extent, it is possible. But the real guide is our inner taste, our ruchi, our heart's necessity, ruchi, lobe. And that leads only to the land of beauty. Knowledge cannot give full satisfaction to our achievement. Neither power nor knowledge. That is the revolutionary finding of Bhagavatam, which claims to be the ripe fruit of the whole revealed doctrine. The revolution is there. Well, knowledge is the source of power. Knowledge can produce power. Knowledge is of higher plane. It can play with power and potency. Holds the higher position than power. Can create power. So, knowledge at the supreme position so long. But Bhagavat came with another revolutionary declaration. But no, knowledge is actuated. When I was a student of 7th class, I heard one sloka, perhaps from any poor part of Veda, revelationary. Satyam Bhriyat Priyam Bhriyat. Ma bhriyat satyam apriyam, priyancha nanicam bhriyat isha dharma sanatana. What is real sanatana dharma? Satyam bhriyat, speak truth. The next priyam bhriyat, not only the naked truth, but priyam, what is favorable, what is tasteful, soothing, affectionate, Priyo. Priyo means ki, Priyo, English ki, Priyo. Favorite, pleasing, pleasing. Ma Bhriya Suttam Apriyam. Never speak truth which is unpleasing. That gave a suggestion to my brain in that young age. One must say truth. This must be the universal statement. Then the priyo, the pleasing, it must be pleasing. What is pleasing to others, say such truth. That qualification to the truth is necessary. Truth is not absolute. We shall speak the truth. That must be absolute. Teachings, advice. But that is going to be modified. It must be pleasing. What is this? Truth is not independently highest thing. Satyam Bhuyat, always try to speak truth. Then Priyam Bhuyat, you will remember that you must say what is loving, what is pleasing. Ma Bhuyat Satyam Apriyam. Never speak truth so harshly, with harsh truth, which is not pleasing, apriyam. Don't speak. And priyancha nanitam bhuyat. At the same time, don't be a psychopath. Only you will talk pleasing, eliminating the truth. Not do, neither do that. Esa dharma sanatana. The real purpose of our duty, direction, how we shall go on, this drawing up a direction is such from the Shastra. So, Priyo means that is pleasing, that has got a supreme position. And beyond truth, I came to know Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Krishna is asking Yudhishthira, speak lie to Dronacharya. Aswatthamahata. Dronacharya is a big hero, invincible. But to kill him, some tactics necessary. There's some inactive temperament must be created in him. And when Bhim killed an elephant whose name was Aswatthama. Aswatthama means Aswatthama. Aswatthama, when he was born, Drona's son, he cried in the voice of horse, Aswatthama. So this element perhaps he used to sound like imitating horse. So its name was also Aswatthama. So when that Aswatthama elephant was killed, they reported it to Drona that Aswatthama is killed.
Why would you say iti gozo? Aswatthama hato, iti gozo.
Then, when this was put to Dronacharya, he did not believe. No, Aswatthama, he won't die in this age. He can't die. I know he is one of the Amar means immortal at the whole age. No, Aswatthama has been killed by Bhim. Then I don't believe you. If Yudhishthira says, then I believe. Then Pati requested Yudhishthira, say that Ashwatthama is dead. Krishna also. They say if you want to conquer the battle, you must have to take such tactics, otherwise Drona is invincible. By the pressure of Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj told, Ashwatthama hato. But it is as he felt. But when that first syllable expression is Ashwatthama hato, then they beat the drum, and don't hard only that part. Iti gajo. The Ashwatthama is killed, but it is an elephant. That part he could not hear, the Raja. So, in Krishna conception of Godhead, as in Ramchandra conception of Godhead, we find this niti, and this moral conduct has been laid much stress by Ramavatar. But in Krishnavatar, we do not see like that. Moral, immoral, or immoral, mixed march towards truth, which is not under the laws of so-called truth. Above truth of your conception. Real truth is of autocrat, everything for himself. The nature of real truth, above law, autocracy, a dynamic autocracy. So, obeying the moral laws in your plane, that cannot help. That is, submission, total submission, surrender. Surrender to that autocracy who is not under any law. No law in his country. He is despot, autocrat. Whatever his life he likes, that is more than law. So the highest realm is not under the guidance of your law, which you experience here. Surrender, good and bad, what you conceive here, all false. It is all false. His sweet will is everything. This is the proper news of the highest quarter, that his sweet will. So anyhow, this hook or by crook, you surrender to him without any special attraction to so-called truth that is found in your society. That has got no value. Dvaiti bhadra bhadra gyan sammanudha. It is all mental concoction. All law is law so long as long backed by his sweet will. Otherwise, no value. Supreme sanction must be at the back of so many laws of conduct. If that is withdrawn, it is nothing. So, he is above law and surrender to him. That is the most universal thing. And this is all partial and temporary, not eternal. Such conception came from Krishna. Krishna, through stealing, speaking lie, all these things, he is marching towards his goal without attaching much value to all this. That is nirguna, above all so-called qualities or good attributes, what you say.
We can tell lie for the good of the humanity.
You know humanity, but humanity is a negligent part of the infinite. What humanity has position? Humanity? This is a nanya of the present civilization, so-called. But the vegetable kingdom, the animal kingdom, they are all diverse. Who is human being? Who is he? The next day a man, when after death, he will go to become a dog. Then you will abhor him, your father. After death, he went to the dog species. Then? Or serpent, or here, there, in this interchange of birth. So who are the human beings? Who are they? They are the most notorious exploiting agents. Uh-huh. They are robbing the whole animal and vegetable kingdom. And everything, they are the first class robbers, human beings. This is a row of the day. There are these few human beings, everything is meant for them. Who are they in the infinite? What is their position? So many living things, if you kill a goat or any animal to feed human beings, there is no vibration when he is crying. Wailing, the goat is wailing, crying, in pain, and you are killing to feed humanity. No reaction. That sort of painful vibration in the atmosphere, there is no reaction of that. Even the meek vegetable kingdom, they are also dealt roughly. There is also the reaction. Human beings, the first class robbers. In the name of human being. Human life is valuable. It is mentioned in the Shastra. But what for? Just as you say that human life, in human life, you have the possibility of knowing the truth. So it has got some value. Otherwise they are exploiting, the first class exploiting section in the society. But their position is higher, it is admitted. Why? That they, from there, that is the gate of liberation. A human being, human species, you can come in contact with a real sadhu and the scripture, and thereby you can work out your salvation from this prison house. That is so human. Yeah. But if you lose that chance, then you are worst culprit. Pasubhishamana. Ahar nidra bhai maithunancha samanyeta pasubhi narama. This is common. The ahar, to eat, nidra, sleep. Ahar nidra. Bhoy, fear. And maithun, to produce child. This is common of human beings and animals all. But dharma hiti esam adhiko visheso. One thing is special in them, that they can find out the religious life, what is not found in the animal kingdom or vegetable kingdom. This is ahara nidra bhaya maithunancha samanyayeta pasubhinarama. Dharma hiti esam adhiko visheso. Dharmena hina pasubhisamana. But the religious consideration minus human beings, they are all animals. Animality and rationality. But if rationality fails to accept the higher call, then they are all animals, so-called animals. Rule of a man, but valuable, that only in human position they can have the chance of inquiring into truth, which in our other section we do not find. So it is valuable. Just as when a party is playing football, when a ball went just near the goal, but if it missed the chance, then there is much disturbance. Oh, coming near the goal was not given. So, repentance. So, when moving through 84 lakhs of species, one has come just near the goal, human form, from where he can contact with the divine agent and the Shastra and can work out his salvation. If he missed that chance, then it is a great loss. We are to mourn. In that sense, if we kill a human being, we commit more offense than an animal or a vegetable. Why? That is nearer the goal, valuable. But if it returns from there, we repent. But for the goal, the valuation is there. Otherwise, nothing. If coming near the goal, it again comes to the broad field, wide field, the vegetable and the animal, then that is useless, no value. But if you can catch that, then it is valuable. The fossilism, when we accept the philosophy of fossilism, everything has come from the, developed from the fossil, no God. Then the highest section is human beings and everything meant for them. But they are the product of the fossil, that is the whole material world is evolving, and the human race, that is the most advanced stage of the development of the fossil. So they may think that we are the Lord of the whole and everything meant for us. That is pure atheism. Hare Krishna. Nationality, humanity, no number of parts can make the infinite. No number of finite can make infinite. Infinite is the difference. Finite and infinite is fundamental. No number of finite can make infinite. Infinite is not the sum total of finites. Just as one is not the sum total of innumerable zero. Innumerable zero, that cannot produce one. So innumerable finite cannot produce infinite. It is something else. Purnasya purnamadaya purname bhavasishyate. If you add infinite to infinite, it is infinite.